Chicago Police, Vehicles Stolen After Car Smashes Into Dealership Stores. By Amy Furr on December 17, 2022. Police say several vehicles were stolen early Saturday from a car dealership in the Portage Park area of Chicago, but no one is in custody. Authorities arrived at the location in the 5100 block of W. Irving Park just before 3 a.m. where it appeared a car had smashed through the doors of the Marino dealership, ABC7 reported Saturday. Video footage showed broken glass scattered all over the scene and a twisted, broken metal door frame lying on the ground. CBS Chicago reported police did not say how many cars were stolen or how many thieves officers are trying to locate. As citizens in Democrat-controlled Chicago suffer from rampant crime, three suspects drove two stolen vehicles through an auto repair shop's garage door in October, according to Breitbart News. The group reportedly entered the shop near W. Armitage Avenue and W. Grant Avenue and looked for keys to one of the cars. After finding some keys, they initially could not open the body shop's garage door. However, one of the thieves is seen using a Chevrolet SUV to plow through the door while driving in reverse. The other thieves follow behind in a Dodge Charger, the outlet said. Video footage showed the Charger leaving the shop. Police statistics show that carjackings, along with theft, are primarily driving the city's crime wave, where overall crime is 39% higher than it was this time last year, the Breitbart report added. A man was seen clinging to the top of an SUV during a possible auto theft in Chicago earlier in October, according to the outlet. A witness, who said the man driving the car later jumped out and fled into the Thorndale Red Line station, took a picture of him and claimed he was wearing an ankle monitor, the report continued. As the crime wave sweeps across the nation, White House officials in September tried to downplay President Joe Biden's responsibility regarding the issue, calling it complicated.